Major Mark Alexander stood in the open doorway of the C-47 aircraft carrying a stick of 17 paratroopers over the open water of the Mediterranean. It was September 9, 1943, and he was about to parachute into Sicily in Operation Husky, the spearhead of American landings in the first wave of troops thrown against Hitler's fortress Europe. This was it. The first combat jump for the 505th Parachute Infantry Regiment, 82nd Airborne Division, and the first mass regimental combat jump in United States history. It was an historic moment, not only for Alexander and his regiment, but for the 82nd Airborne, the United States Army, the Allies, and, indeed, the world. Alexander peered into the darkness, checking the positions of the planes around him. He carried on his shoulders the responsibility of over 500 elite troops. Only 11 days earlier, Colonel James M. Gavin, commanding the 505, had unexpectedly relieved Alexander's battalion commander, moving Alexander up from executive officer to commander of the 2/505. He had to fight to get the staff still loyal to their former boss in line. Relationships had to be developed with regimental headquarters and the air wing tasked with carrying his men into battle. The paratroopers had trained extremely hard, most recently in the grueling conditions of North Africa, where they had battled dust storms, dysentery, and disease, legions of flies and scorpions, the lack of fresh water, and unforgiving heat that regularly reached 130 degrees. The ground was so hard and rocky, only two training jumps were attempted. The first one resulted in so many broken bones that full battalion jumps were called off. Two men jumped from each plane in the next exercise. It was training for the raw pilots more than anything else. Alexander had done his damnedest to ensure his battalion would all be dropped together, even if they were dropped in the wrong place, so they could still fight together as a battalion. He'd extracted this promise from the commanders of the 64th Troop Carrier Group that would carry them into battle. Lieutenant Colonel Tommy Thompson, their executive officer and an ex-fighter pilot, now was piloting Alexander's plane. But were they flying together in formation? Studying the sky from the doorway, Alexander could see a few other planes, but not nearly enough to carry the entire 2nd Battalion. The men had suited up just after 8 p.m. and were heading through a nighttime sky into their first fight. Untested pilots were liable to drift apart in the dark, and the fear of hitting another aircraft and crashing into the sea was certainly in their minds. With very few features in the water below to guide them, the pilots were navigating by compass in elapsed time, flying on an eastern course. To make matters worse, a windstorm had whipped up the Mediterranean, blowing from the west and creating a strong tailwind. The red light came on in the aircraft cabin, cutting Alexander's thoughts short. The co-pilot was signaling that they were 10 minutes away from the drop zone, a few miles east of Gila. The 1st and 2nd battalions were to jump behind enemy lines, seize a crucial road junction, and hold it until the 1st Infantry Division arrived. Alexander tensed, waiting for the flash of the green go light. He would lead his men out the door. The green light came on, but we were still way out over the ocean. If it went now, we would hit the water and drown before we could get our gear off. I blocked the door, and of course the men tried to push me out. They were that eager to get out and get the jump over with. Someone had stopped, and they thought he'd frozen from fear, so they just pushed all the harder. I yelled, "Get back, damn it! We're still over the water. Get back." I was holding on and talking to them as fast as I could. My orderly Sanders was the next guy in line. He could see the ocean too and tried to help me fight them off. The men pressed harder. Alexander was losing his footing and grip. Parachute or not, if they exited now, they would die.